Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Suzy Scoop. It is Mother's Day weekend, and I say that happily because I happen to be a mother, so I know this weekend's going to be all about me, right? All right, maybe not, but there are lots of fun things, as usual, going on in Charlottesville, and we'll get started off this weekend with a Thursday like I usually do. Thursday's a little quieter this weekend. I think everybody's building up. There's some really fun festivals going on this weekend, so maybe everybody's going to kind of take it easy on Thursday, but there are a couple of fun things that I wanted to highlight. If you are a fan of the Lewis Skinner Botanical Gardens in Richmond, as I am, what's one thing that they do every spring kicks off this weekend. It's called Groovin' in the Garden. And they will start these concerts that they have. They're outside. They have just always someone really, really fun. Actually, this time they kick off with Cracker. So, I mean, they get big names in there. There's food and beverages available. Don't bring any coolers in. They'll bust you for that. But they are really fun. And they do, May, they do them at the Botanical Gardens. And then in June, they'll switch that over to Maymont, so another really beautiful setting. So those are Thursday nights. They kick off around 5:30 in the evening, and that's down in Richmond. And then another fun thing on Thursday night here in Charlottesville, the Play On Theater. If you haven't been to the Play On Theater to see a show, I highly recommend it because it's a really unique setting, something very special to Charlottesville. And they are kicking off opening night for Kiss Me, Kate. And Kiss Me, Kate is kind of a play within a play that's a take on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. Show is at 8 p.m. And on Thursday nights, Play On does something really unique. They do a pay what you will. So if you're afraid that you can't afford theater in Charlottesville, you're wrong, because you can do basically whatever you want, pay as much or pay as little as you'd like to. And then on other days, the show is continuing on through May on the weekends, $17 for adults and $15 on Sundays. So it's really an affordable way to see some great theater, and it's just a really fun place to hang out. So I would highly recommend. They always do something fun and different at Play On, and that's in the X building. Continuing on into the weekend, Friday night. Friday's after 5 again. I always bring this up because I just like to talk about who's coming out there. I was downtown last Friday night, and I could not believe the number of people. It was amazing. I just loved it. There were balloons everywhere and people everywhere and kids running around. There's just nothing. Fridays after 5 to me is, I mean, it's crazy. It's insane. There's so many people, but that is just Charlottesville for me, and I just loved it. I loved seeing people everywhere. So Secret Sauce is the headliner on Friday night. And another fun thing that's kicking off this weekend and Friday night is their kind of big kickoff party is the Design House and their Top Hat Gala, which is Friday night. You have to get tickets ahead of time for this. You get a sneak peek on what they've done at the Design House. And then the regular Design House opens for everybody else on Saturday. If you don't know about the Design House, it is such a cool thing. I'm not sure how many years they've been doing this, but several years now. And it is a benefit for the Shelter for Help in Emergency, also known as SHE. The top designers in the Charlottesville area take on an entire house. Each designer does a different room. There are landscape artists that work outside, and they spend, gosh, it's probably at least a month really making this house the most amazing house ever. I went last year. I went like 3 times because it was so cool, and I just wanted to just take in everything. My younger daughter came with me. She's 10. She's really into that kind of stuff. You take tours of this house. The money goes back to Shelter for Help and Emergency, and it's really a great, I think the concept is really great because that's what SHE is all about, is providing shelter for victims of domestic violence. So that starts on Saturday. The Top Hat Gala, you need to get your tickets right away, so check that out at their Charlottesville Design House. You can look that up online and get those tickets. Otherwise, you can get tickets all over town or just at the house that day. The house this year is on, it's called Mint Springs Farm out in Crozet. Older home, just gorgeous. And what these designers, our designers here in Charlottesville, come up with, unbelievable. So that is runs Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 10 to 3, and then a couple of nights, they're open a couple of weekends. And on Tuesdays, they're closed to the public because this year they did something really special, and they're actually doing special events on Tuesdays. So it's a great way to support one of our fabulous nonprofits and really check out some of the talent that we have here in our town. For the kids on Saturday, Saturday is Quick Start Tennis Day. If you don't know anything about Quick Start, I highly recommend, if you have younger kids, Quick Start is a new, fairly new program on teaching kids to play tennis. It's a smaller court, bigger balls, a little bit different, so that it's not quite so intimidating for younger kids. So that's for ages 5 to 10 at Darden Tow on Saturday. You do have to register ahead of time at email quickstartcentral@comcast.net. And to get a hold of this, my kids have done this in the past. It is such a great way to get kids involved in tennis, which is a lifetime sport. My grandmother played tennis until the day that she died. So I just think tennis is a fabulous sport to get kids out there, especially in the summer. And this new Quick Start program, we have an incredible program here in Central Virginia in Charlottesville. They're doing some really cutting edge things, and we're part of some pilot programs. So I highly recommend looking in that. May is actually tennis month. Perfect way to kick it off. So they're having a block party. The kids will be able to learn Quick Start tennis. They get bananas and snacks, and the instructors are just, it's all about having fun. So I think that's something you might want to check out if you have kids. Also, I found out from Alakazam Toys, if you mentioned that you saw in their newsletter that they are giving 10% off for moms on Saturday and Sunday. So I think, why not check that one out? I could always use 10% off there. Moving into the whole weekend, there are several festivals I talked about earlier, a couple that are pretty well known. And one is the Crozet Arts and Crafts Festival. This has been running for so many years, and it is such a great thing because not only does it feature just great artwork and crafters, and it's fun, and there's great food, and there's wine tent, but it also benefits the Claudius Crozet Park. If you've been out there, if you live in Crozet, I'm sure you've checked out that park before, even if you haven't. It's a great park, and they've been doing so much to build up around that. Crozet is booming right now, and that it just keeps getting better and better. So the Arts and Crafts Festival runs at that park on Saturday from 10 to 5:30 and Sunday from 10 to 5. And gate admission is only $6 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And then you pay an additional $10 if you want to do the wine tent if you're 21 or older. And you get a souvenir glass. So that is the weather. I was checking out the weather this morning. Looks like it's just going to get better and better as we get into the weekend. So I think that would be a really fun thing. And speaking of wine, Mother's Day weekend, I think, you know, spending the weekend at a wine festival might not be such a bad idea. So the Montpelier Wine Festival runs Saturday and Sunday this week, and this is a pretty big festival. This takes place out at the home of James Madison out in Montpelier, out in Orange. It is a gorgeous place. There are wineries, I can't name them all because there are so many, but some real favorites: Delphos, Keswick, Veritas, Jefferson, and so many more. You can find food, everything from barbecue to hot dogs. I heard that they even have vegan options, which does not always happen at wine festivals and barbecues. So I think that's great. And so happy to hear that for sweet tooth people like me, there will be kettle corn, funnel cakes, and gourmet chocolate. So it's a pretty casual thing. Bring a picnic blanket to sit down. There will be music, blues, jazz, fun things for the kids too. The barrel train, which I just saw recently out in Greene County, that was so fun. I didn't sit in it, but a lot of other adults did, so don't be afraid to do that. There will be kite flying, bubble machines, everything. So that is runs all day Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 6 on Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Ticket prices are $15 in advance, $25 at the gate, and 12 and under are free. I have another idea. If wine and food is not what you have planned for Mother's Day weekend, what about doing a race? Huh. The Montalto Challenge, which is a challenge because guess what? It's uphill. So it's a 5K. It's a fun race. Starts at the base of the Saunders Monticello Trail. That's on Saturday. The views that you get during this race are incredible. If you can kind of focus on that, not the fact that you're going uphill the whole time. But there are some hardcore people that do this, and then some people that just do it for fun. It's a walk, too. So I think what an exhilarating way to kick off your Saturday morning. And then you can go out for breakfast or brunch after that because you worked so hard. There's another run going on Saturday as well at Scott Stadium, which is the Run for Their Lives. It's raising money and awareness for sexual exploitation in South Asia. It's a lot of other countries, too, but it's a good event, and there's a 10K, a 5K, and there's a walk. And then a special one for the kids that I am really excited about, actually my daughter's is doing it on Sunday, is the Dogwood Duathlon, and they still have a few spots available for this. This is a kids' race only, so this is a really special thing. This is the second year that they've done it. It raises money for SACA. And it is what a great way to get kids out and get them moving and show them what fun these kind of things are, and that you can do something really fun, move around, and raise money for something. So that's on Sunday, and you can get on the website and check that out to register. They still have, I think I last count I saw there were 175 kids already signed up for this. They still have a few spaces. Last but not least, on Saturday, another fun event that is really special and kind of near and dear to my heart, Local Food Hub, which is a local nonprofit that here in Charlottesville that's working to kind of strengthen the future of the farmers in our area. And they're really working to distribute food locally from these local farmers. They do some amazing things. They work with 50 small farms and family farms, that is, and they bring this kind of food to public schools, hospital institutions, restaurants, everywhere. And it's a really kind of a unique mechanism for this, and they are doing something called a Taste of the Farm out at their farm in Scottsville. The actual address for that is 7129 Scottsville Road, if you need to try to get out there. And from 10 to 3, they're kind of giving you a real good look at what they do out on the farm, and they're having a spring plant sale, an open house showing you what they do, educational activities for the kids. I think this is a great place to get a Mother's Day gift. Get her some, you know, seedlings or some flowers. They'll have a little farmer's market where you can get produce and eggs and things like that. And it's just really a kind of a behind-the-scenes look on what they do out there and what they're all about. And they're a really unique and special nonprofit in this organization. I've said this before, that I think we're really lucky in that we have a local food movement here that is unlike that in a lot of other places. And Local Food Hub is really one of the leaders in that. It's something that we are really fortunate to have, and that we should feel pretty proud of to have in our area. And Sunday's Mother's Day. So if you're not heading out to the Dogwood Duathlon, which is where I will start my Mother's Day off, and I'm very proud of that, there are a lot of other fun places that you could go. Both of these, the big festivals that I talked about, the Crozet Arts and Crafts Festival and the Montpelier Wine Festival, run on Sunday as well. There's also some great, you know, with the wineries that we have in town, champagne or wine brunches. I know Veritas is holding a great one. Del Foss is having one. The Melting Pot has an incredible Mother's Day menu. And then one thing that I thought was very unique on Sunday, a great way to spend with your mom, if your mom's a reader or she's into that kind of stuff. If you haven't been out to Crozet, to the Over the Moon bookstore and gallery, really great place, locally owned. They do so many fun events. And on Mother's Day, they're from 2 to 3, they are having a Mother's Day tea. So kind of a maybe not so expensive way to spend your Mother's Day. Have some one-on-one time with your mom, your grandma, your aunt, or somebody, just that woman that's special in your life. Check that out. As usual, there are so many other things on the calendar. So check out the calendar at www.suzysaid.com/Charlottesville. And moving into the week, there's going to be a lot more. So have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.